Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Look Up America. This is his new book, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom, from the career of Sir John Templeton. Also, Faithful Finances 101, three books that I recommend to you highly. Gary, thanks again for being here. Gary, Carl Icahn, I guess is how you said, he's a corporate raider. He's an advocate. He calls himself a stockholder advocate. He's a corporate raider on the top of the list. But I thought it was ironic that recently he warned Gary. He sounded like me 9 years ago. And he sounded like you 5 years ago. And the things that he said, you've seen the essay that I wrote about this. It sounded like he was reading from my essay, didn't it?
All right.
And so here's a corporate raider who's one of the reasons why corporations quit spending money and started doing financial capitalism, in my opinion. And now he's warning about it. What do you think about all that? How do you reconcile all that?
Well, I don't think you can reconcile it. I think the important point about Carl's video, it's on carlicahn.org.
Yeah, go watch it, folks.
Oh, Danger Ahead, I think, is the name of the video.
Right.
But it talks about from politics to Wall Street, how it's all mixed up. And
the oligarchs.
Basically, what we have is financial engineering in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And here's basically the way it works. I try to make it as simple as I can for your listeners.
For me.
Is in essence, the Federal Reserve has created all this extra money. It's gone into stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. And bid the price of them up. And now what people are doing, the earnings that, since they haven't been investing in real businesses, the earnings this year, we thought they might be up as much as 3 or 4% over last year, Jim, and they're down 5%. So what the CEOs and so on are doing and have been doing is they're using what money they have. They have a lot of money in the till, mm-hmm. and they're using it to buy back their own stock. And sometimes they're even going out and borrowing more of society's money by issuing bonds and then using that money to do what's called share buybacks.
Yep.
And as the number of shares shrink, it means the earnings per share rises because they
but
get
it's
the
artificial.
Same earnings.
It's artificial.
It's all artificial.
And it's all about spending money to drive these artificial numbers. Instead of investing the money to make long-term profits.
Yeah, and the bigger picture is that rather than the banks getting the money into the real economy, your people who create jobs and products and services mm-hmm. and so on, it's all going into paper, Jim. It's
yep.
just chasing paper.
Yep. And it's going to come home. Those chickens are going to come home to roost. I'm surprised they haven't already.
They already are. I think they already are.
But I'm surprised it hadn't happened before. I've been predicting it for because I didn't. The reason I predicted it a long time ago, Gary, was because I didn't know all the different things that they could do with this.
Oh, it's amazing, Jim. But
yeah.
I go back as early as you were in predicting all of this. If you go back, Peter Drucker was a legendary management consultant.
Yep.
He knew what was going on in. And he wrote a book that I still think is one of the most prophetic books I have ever read, and I couldn't get anybody to read it. I think it was published in 1994, called Post-Capitalist
mm-hmm.
Society.
Yeah.
And here's this guy spent his entire career being a legendary mutual fund or a legendary investment manager. I got mixed up with John Templeton for a minute. But Steve Forbes once said that Peter Drucker's ability to prophesy was uncanny. That's
mm-hmm.
a quote that Steve used. And he did. He made such wonderful predictions. And he was saying, guys, we keep this up, we're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
That's exactly right.
By saying post-capitalist society.
And that was 20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago, and he talked about CEO compensation.
That was before dot-bombs.
He used to say people should, no CEO in America should earn more than 20 times the average earnings of a corporate person because of all the moral, spiritual issues and people being despondent by corporate behavior and so on. And, you know, he was, if you go back and read that book, he was so good.
But,
and
Gary, we haven't done anything to change the conditions that are going to cause the one that we're in the middle of probably right now. Nothing's been done to change those things. And Bernanke, in his book, said some of the people, he said banks didn't cause the crash of 08. He said people in those banks did. And I'm paraphrasing an interview I heard him give. And he said the individuals should have gone to jail. And I know the Attorney General Holder said those people were too big to jail. The top cop in the country wouldn't hold those guys accountable for crimes that they committed. Now, Gary, you start putting people like the people that you know, I'm not going to say all their names, you put those top guys at those banks and those firms in jail, that'll stop some of this.
Well, I think that's what will happen during the next one, Jim.
But those guys are gone. They just skated by, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's elitism is what we've had.
Oligarchs.
We haven't really held Washington leaders accountable. We haven't really held Wall Street leaders accountable.
That's what oligarchs get away with, Gary. Tell me it's any less than an oligarchy.
No, I mean, that's Wall Street Journal has said that 3 or 4 years ago. They confessed it.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, I'm going to get Gary to tell us what he thinks the way forward should look like. Tintail, stay with us.
Right now, over me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.